of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex cycle of darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
It's not me. It's a recording of me. Is it live or is it Memorex?
Good evening, everyone. I am Savoir Faire, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you back to the coolest of musical eras on a little show called Songs from the Squid Pod. As the young lady just mentioned, this is a pre-recorded show, so while no one is at the station to take your call, there are other ways to interact with the DJ, which would be moi. For instance, we now have text messaging.
And there was much rejoicing. Yay!
And I will be monitoring it during my show, so feel free to say hello by texting your questions, comments, or requests to 781-350-3269. Again, that's 781-350-3269. And again, this is only for texting. We've got plenty in store for you this evening, including the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, the 80s hair metal band of the week, and another edition of my new feature here on Songs from the Squid Pod, the 80s Panorama, where I take a look back at music-related news as it was on or around this day in the 1980s. But let's start the show with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is... This week in 1983, Cyndi Lauper released her solo debut, She's So Unusual. The first single released was Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but that track did not reach number one on the US Hot 100. Name the single that did. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Time After Time. Time After Time was Cyndi Lauper's first number one hit on the US Hot 100. Girls Just Want to Have Fun reached number two, but was number one on the U.S. dance chart. The album She's So Unusual reached number four in the U.S. and the top 10 in five other countries. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question as well as other 80s related news throughout the week.
Well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Stories are all gone.
isn't it so? The man said stop, the clock says now it's exit time.
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire. We started the set off with something from the Psychedelic Furs' third album, Forever Now, from 1982. We heard the track Goodbye. INXS was in there with Just Keep Walking from their self-titled debut from 1980. That album wasn't released in the US until 1984, and it celebrated its 40th anniversary this past Tuesday, October 13th. Plenty to get to tonight, as usual, so let's start the next set off with a cover by Strawberry Switchblade, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Hey. Thank you. going is just too rough, and things go wrong no matter what I do. Now and then I feel like life is just too much, but you've got the love I need to see me through.
I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way, and yet this is Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Alrighty then, let's chat about what we've been listening to here on Songs from the Squid Pod. We started off the last set with a Dolly Parton cover by Strawberry Switchblade from 1985, in particular the track Jolene. Following that was a new addition to my library. We heard The Source featuring Candy Staton and the track You Got the Love. That's the 12-inch Aaron's bootleg mix from 1991. Candy Staton's original was from 1986, but her vocals were used by UK DJ John Truelove and mixed with DJ Frankie Knuckles' Your Love from 1987. Speaking of love, Luther Vandross gave us Never Too Much from his 1981 debut of the same name. And wrapping up the set was Daryl Hall and John Oates with Possession Obsession from their 12th album, Big Bam Boom, from 1984. That was their third consecutive top 10 album in the US. Before we move on with the tunes, we've got to check in with the next installment of the 80s Panorama.
And now, live from just outside of an octopus's garden in the shade, this is the 80s Panorama, anchored by Savoir Faire.
In the news this week, on October 12, 1978, Sid Vicious was arrested for the murder of Nancy Spungen. And this is the third and final week at number one for Queen's Another One Bites the Dust from 1980. As for releases this week, on October 11th, 1971, John Lennon released his single Imagine from the album of the same name. That peaked at number three on the US Hot 100, and it was kept from number one by Cher's Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves and Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft. On the 12th, in 1987, ABC released their fourth album, Alphabet City, their first album to reach the top 10 in Great Britain since their debut, The Lexicon of Love, in 1982. Also on October 12, 1988, Poison released their single, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. It would be their only number one hit in the US. For October 13th, 1986, Berlin released their fourth album, Count Three and Pray. It featured the single, Take My Breath Away, which reached number one on the US Hot 100 and won an Academy Award for Best Original Song, as it was featured in the movie Top Gun. October 14th, 1981, Prince released his fourth album, Controversy. In 1985, the Jets released their self-titled debut that featured the singles Crush on You, Curiosity, and You Got It All. Those are huge hits for them. Also in 1985, for October 14th, INXS released their fifth album, Listen Like Thieves. That was their second consecutive number one album in Australia and their first top 20 album in the US. October 14th, 1986, Wang Chung released their fourth album, Mosaic, featuring the singles Everybody Have Fun Tonight, Let's Go, and Hypnotize Me. Moving on to this day, in October 15th, 1982, Ultravox released their sixth album, Quartet. October 15th, 1984, AC/DC released their EP 74, Jailbreak. That album contained five tracks recorded between 1974 and 1976 and were only released in Australia. Also in 1984, on October 15th, Bronski Beat released their debut, Age of Consent. That was the only Bronski Beat album to feature lead vocalist Jimmy Somerville, who left in 1985 to form the Communards. And finally, for October 15th, 1985, Falco released his third album, Falco 3. That featured his biggest hit, Rock Me Amadeus, which was number one in eight countries, including the US. As for the releases on this day, October 16th in the 1980s, in 1981, the Human League released their third album, Dare, in the UK. Also on this day in 1981, the Eurythmics released their debut album, In the Garden. In 1989, the Blue Nile released their second album, Hats. Also today in 1989, Erasure released their fourth album, Wild, which went to number one in the UK. And on this day in 1989, Kate Bush released her sixth album, Sensual World. In the obituaries, October 12, 1985, we lost Ricky Wilson, original guitarist and founding member of the B-52s. On October 15th, Frank Kerr, lead singer of Teenage Head, passed away in 2008. And on this day in 1991, Ole Bike, guitarist for LA Guns and Guns N' Roses, passed away. As for the birthdays, happy birthday to Dave Vanian, lead singer of The Damned, who turned 64 on October 12th. October 13th, Red Rocker Sammy Hagar turned 73. Also on October 13th, Joey Belladonna, lead singer of Anthrax, turned 60. On October 14th, Cliff Richard celebrated his 80th birthday. He's the third top-selling artist of all time in the UK, behind the Beatles and Elvis, and is the only artist in the UK with a number one hit in five consecutive decades. Also on October 14th, Marsha Barrett of Boney M. turned 72, and that same day, Thomas Dolby turned 62. On October 15th, Chris DeBerg turned 70. And the birthdays for today, October 16th, Tony Carey, solo artist and one-time keyboardist for Rainbow, turned 67. You may remember his solo hit, It's a Fine, Fine Day. Gary Kemp of Spandau Ballet turned 61 today. And Bob Mould of Husker Du and Sugar turned 60 years old today. And finally, Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers turned 58. And that's a wrap for this week's The 80s Panorama here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
We now return you to the program in progress.
Word up, word to mommy, I'm still the queen upon the scene. So fly that I cause your man to fiend. Now hold up, things have gotten out of hand. There's a posse of witches effing up the program. So grab your brooms and prepare for flight, because I'm back, and this time I'm more than hype. I cause a ruckus, your bust this, I cause activity. If action is what you want, then might give it to me. I got a gift to lift the party personnel. I'm the director, directing the party well. So come along and step in my dimension and bob your head to my funky invention, cause my crew gets better and better. Indeed, we can do this. And when I'm done, you're gonna be shoeless, cause I'm not an amateur. I make you get down, so you better have much soul. When I'm around, I go off, get loose like a master. Deal with Shantae? Give me a glass of milk. I treat them seeds just like cookies. Chew them up, spit them out, so all rookies be on the lookout. In other words, look twice. All competition, I'm putting on ice. Fickle and feeble opponents, I find them. When will you learn with me? You can't win, I'm just too advanced. A typical high post, I do damage, yes, to the utmost. So hold up, step back, you ought to think twice. Then think again, cause Shantae is too nice. On beats like this, goddamn, I get nifty. You must be nuts, trying to get with me, or sort on a psychotic tip. This ain't like an acrobatic, I flip, cause I'm the QU, double E of rapping. Funky thoughts indeed, the girl's packing. You see, I'm hyped to the letter, and bust the move, my groove gets better. Flowing, doing what I do best. Damn, I oughta have an S on my chest. Not cause I'm super, I'm superior. Do you agree? Your answer? Easily. Just like a tune, my groove gets better. I flow like a breeze, you blow like a feather. No camera needed to take this picture. Go ahead and smile, and I'm still hitching. Just like a Mack truck riffing, get smacked up. You best back up, in fact, you better make, a detour and lead yourself straight for the door. Or come back whenever with the next man. I think it would be clever to have a game plan, cause I don't hesitate, I just do them. I might shoot them, freak it, I might nuke them, blow them up, you know what's up. I do the demo. Shantae rocks the SS minnow. In other words, I tips the boat. Competition is comedy, nothing but a joke. So deal with this, oh come on, never. My name is Shantae, and my groove gets better.
late at night on the open road, speeding like a man on the run. A lifetime spent preparing for the journey. He is closer now and the search is on, reading from a map in the mind. Yes, there's the ragged hill and there's a boat on the river. And when the rain came down, he heard a wild dog howl. There were voices in the night.
Don't do it.
Voices out of sight.
Don't do it.
Too many men have failed before. Whatever you do, don't pay the ferryman. Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side. In the rolling mist, then he gets on board. Now there'll be no turning back. Beware that hooded old man at the rudder. And then the lightning flashed and the thunder roared, and people calling out his name. And dancing bones that jabbered on him on the water. And then the ferryman said, there is trouble ahead, so you must pay me now.
Don't do it.
You must pay me now.
Don't do it.
And still that voice came from beyond. Whatever you do, don't pay the ferryman. Don't even fix a price. Don't pay the ferryman until he gets you to the other side.
Been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire. That's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope you enjoyed this look back at the 80s. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. In the meantime, let's run down what we've just been listening to. We started off with the 80s hair metal band of the week, Kiss, and I Love It Loud from their 1982 release Creatures of the Night. That was their 10th album and their last with Ace Frehley, and also their last album until 1998 to feature them wearing their signature makeup. The 80s Hip Hop Artist of the Week followed, and this week it was Roxanne Shanté, and we heard the track My Groove Gets Better from her 1989 debut Bad Sister. The B-52s gave us Give Me Back My Man from their 1980 release Wild Planet. Celebrating his 60th birthday today, Bob Mould gave us See a Little Light from his 1989 release Workbook. Krista Berg gave us Don't Pay the Ferryman from The Getaway from 1982. He just celebrated his 70th birthday yesterday. And speaking of B-Days, we just celebrated a 60th and a 70th B-Day. And I'm going to leave you with someone who celebrated his 80th birthday on Wednesday, Cliff Richard. going back 40 years ago for this classic 80s track of his. Have a great weekend, everyone, and remember, if you're out in public, have some respect for yourself and for others by wearing a mask.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.